Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, welcome back. It is Isaac and Souk here on 105.1 The Fan. Coming up on Saturday, you'll be able to hear Oregon take on Wisconsin. And it's time now for our weekly visit with the coach, Dan Lanning. Coach, can you read us?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good. How's your week?
Been good. It's been a good week.
When you average 11 yards a carry, I'm guessing that probably leads to some good film session.
Yeah, certainly does. Yeah, there's some good film there. There's some stuff to attack as well.
So as far back as you can recall, is that the best your team has ever run the ball in any game ever?
Yeah, I'd probably say that's pretty high up there. Yeah, I can't think of one that's been, you know, I thought our coaches had a great scheme for that game. Had a good plan for what they do and attacked it well.
How much can you anticipate a performance like that coming based on the week of practice?
I would say you can't necessarily. You feel good about a game plan as you go in, but usually the games that we play the best, sometimes those are the ones I feel the most nervous about. You know, you hope it goes the way you think it'll go, but it doesn't always play out that way.
I mean, coming off a tough loss, and you know, we've seen what happened after you guys had that great game against Penn State, and Penn State had a hangover there. And how important is it to get back on the horse and have a game like that to kind of wash away a bad taste in your mouth or a tough game?
Yeah, in my mind, we never got off of it. We had to point in the wrong direction for a second. We just had to point in the right direction. So, ultimately, it's important to get back, on track, as you'd say. And for us, it's okay, what do we do well? How can we improve that? And how's that match up with the team that we're about to play? Which they're a lot different than what we saw the week before, but we felt like we had a good idea of what things might look like and how we could attack it.
And I saw that there was some shuffling of the O-line a little bit. Was that just kind of an individual game thing, or is that something that, going forward we might see, a couple different rotations, maybe they're on the right side?
I think you'd always see rotations. Our challenge is always to say, how can we get the five best O-line guys on the field? And then also have answers for ourselves if things don't go exactly as planned. If somebody gets injured, what's that look like? And I think it's important to get valuable reps for players in those moments.
This is Dan Lanning, Oregon coach, with us here on 105.1 The Fan. Well, this Wisconsin team has not scored in a couple weeks, and I don't mean this, to make fun of them or anything, but how do you guard against, with your players, taking them too lightly when they have not been putting many points on the board?
Yeah, I think you just try to point out the truth. If you actually truly watch the film of Wisconsin, you'll see a ball bouncing the wrong way at some point, or an injury that was a little bit a surprise within the game. And it's tough when you have injuries in the middle of games that you're not anticipating, and that changes your game plan, and I think they've been hit with a little bit of that. And so now with a week to prepare, an idea of who they're going to be able to operate with, you know, I think it's a different team than necessarily, you know, showed up the last 2 weeks. And what they have done well is played well on special teams. They've done a good job on defense of knowing what they want to be able to give up and what they want to take away. They've always been really good at taking away the run game. Certainly there's some different quarterbacks that we could see in this game, and they operate differently based on who's in, different backs. So it's a challenge for us of a little bit the unknown.
How much of it is it when you look at the personnel? Because last year you guys went on the road to Wisconsin and they were not having a great year, and they gave you guys a real tough game, drug you guys into the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Well, I think that's just a great indication about how college football is tough and it has parity, and every week can be different. And, you know, we were in an absolute battle with this group last year. They did a really good job defending us, and we did some really good job, you know, defending them, but different coordinator this year on offense, so different scheme that we're going against, different package. And it's just a great example of what you did last week doesn't really matter. It's time to pay rent again this week.
I got to ask you, so I was listening to the press conference that you had earlier, and you kind of alluded to it, but I need confirmation. When the original Grateful Dead uniforms came out, were they full tie-dye? And was it you that looked at that and said, yeah, no, we can't do this?
It was a little, yeah, it was a little stronger than I was anticipating, and we had to change it up. And, you know, this week I've kind of rededicated myself to saying, okay, I need to know a little bit more about this group. They've done a lot for Oregon, and I've been listening. There's a lot more of their songs that I know than I realized,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's one of those groups that you don't know. I don't know the name of every song, but when you put it on, you're like, oh, yeah, I know that song. And then there's a couple that other bands later on in life have covered, you know, and made it kind of their song, like Uncle John's Band, I think, is one of them. Like, I always remember that as a Jimmy Buffett song. I didn't realize that was Grateful Dead first, you know. So there's, you know, so, yeah, it's been fun to go through. But, yes, the uniforms look a little bit different than they did when they initially came out.
Well, thank you. That was my fear. Because I really like what you guys do, and I think you guys hit it out of the park. I was terrified when I heard that there was a Grateful Dead night, that this was going to be full tie-dye. And I was scared.
I think you guys have asked me before, how do we decide what jerseys you wear? And I told you, hey, I don't really decide. I just say no if it's a little strong. And it might have been a little strong to start, but we kind of dialed it back in, and I like the way they turned out.
Yeah, it looks sharp. Now, is this the first time you've said dial it back, or have you had to do this before?
No, I've done this. Yeah, we've done that. We've done that before.
Yeah. All right.
So you knew Touch of Gray, right?
Yeah, Touch of Gray, Truckin'.
Truckin',
Casey Jones.
Yep. I love Ripple. I think Ripple's a really good tune, actually.
I mean, they got some good tunes, man. And what's fun is you turn them on, and you're like, okay, describe this band. What's the genre? And it's like, I don't know, which I think is part of what's so cool about Grateful Dead, right? It's not folk. It's not rock. It's not, I mean, even some of them sound like country. It's not country. I mean, it's own. It's one of one, which is pretty unique.
Yeah, I've always said that I can appreciate the jam bands, but I can't have like a 37 minute song. It was once described to me as like every jam band seems like five stepdads that don't know how to end a song. I can appreciate it, but yeah. at some point I don't need a 17 minute bass solo. That's my only, I never could fully embrace it, but I can appreciate the impact, the cultural impact of
that. That seems fair and very reasonable to me. You know, I think that's a very reasonable request.
So we were thinking about this in your fourth or 3.5 years or whatever. How many bad weather games have you had at Autzen? Because it doesn't seem like there have been many.
Yeah. No, we've been fortunate. You know, I always think back to Cal. I think it was my second year. We had some weather. And then I thought the Indiana game had a chance to have some, and it didn't end up being that way. So this might be number two.
Yeah. They're saying,
but who knows? It never rains in Austin. Like, if you told me we got out there and it rained like outside the stadium, but it never made it in the stadium, I would be shocked.
Hey, can you get Nike to work on some sort of parachute? You know, when you were a kid, you did the parachute in like PE, like some sort of tarp we can put over the top,
tie dye.
Well, I think that this could present a fun challenge for our team, and you know, the weather could be different, and it might not be as enjoyable as a fan, but. I mean, you remember being a kid and going outside and playing in the rain. Like, maybe it can be that moment, right? Maybe we can all say for a second, like, hey, let's pause for a little bit and realize how blessed we are to get to go be outside in the rain, get to play a football game. You know, I don't know what it'll look like. But whatever it is, like, let's go attack it and realize this might be a one-on-one moment and have some fun with it.
Yeah, it can be fun. It's like, have you ever played or coached in a really good snow game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I remember being in third grade, and it was a snow kind of sleet game, and afterwards you were freezing cold, but it was some of the most fun I've ever had as a kid. You know, it was the, you know, Steelers versus the Cowboys there in Little League, and it was an absolute battle, and you're drenched wet, and you get in your dad's truck afterwards and drive home, and you're cold and shivering, but in the game you remember all those moments of plays and tackles and catches and, like, that's fun, man. That'll sit with you forever.
Yeah, when I was with the Buccaneers, we were getting ready to go play the Eagles in the playoffs, and that was, like, warm weather going into cold weather was always, like, a big deal, and we would dunk balls into, like, ice baths, and we had to put our feet, like, into cold water, and it would chill you, and, like, we would did that, like, the leading up to that, and we, like, had some stuff like that to try to, like, you know, prepare yourself. When you know you're going to get something like that, do you guys do anything at practice with dunking balls or anything to try to be like, hey, guys, this may be what it's like?
Yeah, I mean, we've certainly tried to expose them to those moments. I was in charge of, I got the super soaker today when we were out there practice,
nice.
And, had some fun with that, man. Yeah, it was good.
This one kicks off at 4. What is the ideal kickoff time for a coach?
Yeah, whenever the whistle blows. We don't care.
Okay.
That is the ultimate.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, sickness is
what
a
do
choice.
You want me to say?
Kick time,
I mean,
is
recruiting
a choice.
Recruiting-wise, it's probably beneficial for us more in the afternoon or at night, just because it allows more people to be able to travel here and get here for a game.
Okay.
So I guess that would be ideal.
Okay.
But I don't care. Put it wherever you want. We'll play.
Yeah, well, the tailgate scene, you know, that's a big deal. We need proper time.
But why not just tailgate a little bit earlier? Like, hey, instead of, you know, if it's an early game, like, let's do breakfast burritos. Maybe
that's what I think. Yep.
You know, make some, you know, do something fun. Yeah, right? Like start the tailgate at 3 a.m. Like, why not?
Oh, see, it's now we're talking.
Exactly. 12:30 kick. I'll be out there at 4 a.m. Perfect. Give me
right.
to bed
get
by
the brisket
8.
Going, whatever. Smoke something the night before. Like, that could be so much fun.
What time does Dan Lanning wake up during the season?
It just depends on the day. You know, early in the week, earlier, you know. Nothing super crazy. 5 a.m., 5:30, depending. And then sometimes later in the week, you know, 5:45. Nothing crazy.
Coffee right out of the gate, or what do we do?
Yeah, I'm a coffee guy.
Black coffee?
Yeah, I drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah,
black.
How many cups will
My
you
My wife
drink?
Did give me some new, like, there was a pumpkin-flavored black coffee. It's not bad. You know, I thought I wasn't going to be a – it's got a little bit of something to it, but it's just black with, I guess, tastes like pumpkins.
Now,
but it's all right.
Now, at the house, I assume you have a really nice home coffee maker.
Keurig?
Yeah,
just a nice Keurig. You put the cup in and hit the button.
You go Keurig. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it's easy, man. Nobody else in my house is drinking coffee, so why would you make a pot?
I see.
We have this machine, but I may have used it twice, but I just use the Keurig. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for checking in again. Good luck against Wisconsin, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Coach.
Sounds good. Have a good one, guys.
All right. See you later.
Practical man.
Yeah. See, I knew there was a nicer one in there.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know how to use it. Well, and they're not using it.
No.
So he's just like, this is easier.
Yeah. Well, we have a Keurig and we have a really nice one. What is it? A Nespresso?
Nespresso. Okay.
Nespresso.
Yeah. So it's like one of those.
Yeah.
You can make all kinds of.
Yeah. And
fun
dude,
stuff.
It's
complicated.
And I don't drink coffee. And so I feel bad. I've told you when I have like guests that sleep over and like, I want to offer them like a cup of coffee and I don't know how to make it. It's very confusing. So I have to go to the Keurig. That's like the only thing I can offer you.
Yeah.
But everyone else in the house is insulted if I try to make them a Keurig. But I, you know.
So Dan Lanning, well.
The pumpkin's a bit of an upset, though.
When it comes to coffee people, yeah. I think that there's two types. Yeah. One is the type that really likes good coffee.
Yeah.
And different coffees.
And then the caffeine, right?
And then the other one just wants the the zip.
Yeah.
And he just wants the zip. Yeah. He's like, I don't care about the fancy coffee maker. Yeah. I'll just throw in the Keurig and I'm good.
Drink a couple caps of black coffee. You rip a couple Zins and like, hey, man, we're
that's
up.
Right.
By the way, I was thinking that I was like a 4:15. I was ready for like a 4:15, 4:30 sort of guy. I'm a little surprised that that's that number starts.
Are you
with
saying
five.
He's not working hard enough?
He just has the sort of mentality that I would think that sleep is a choice. And Schwarzenegger said this once. someone asked Schwarzenegger about like sleeping habits or whatever, and he said, "If you need 8 hours of sleep, just sleep a little faster." And I that seems like a Dan Lanning sort of thing. I need my sleep. Well, just sleep a little faster. You'll be fine.
Dan Lanning's appearances here on 105.1 The Fan every Thursday at 4 are brought to you by Philbrook Law. Other lawyers fight for clicks. Philbrook Law fights for wins. Philbrook Law, accident and injury lawyers, your local law team.
And someone is saying, did Dan Lanning play in the Pheasant Bowl? That
third
Well,
he grade... did say Cowboys versus Steelers.
Yeah.
And do you remember the two teams that played in the Pheasant Bowl
was
when I played?
Cowboys, Steelers?
I was a Steeler.
Did
we played the Cowboys.
Did Dan Lanning play in the... Do we,
well, probably. It's a big game.
Is he a Pheasant Bowl legend?
It's a big game.
Wow.
That's probably how he knew of me.
Yeah. The whole Pheasant Bowl. Playing
Falling on that fumble.
Playing in the snow and ice. Although, you know, no offense, but it does bother me a little bit that the... At Autzen, because it's an outdoor stadium, that it's turf. Like, it should be a grass field. If it... You know, because if you want to have a true outdoor snow and ice rain game, that should be... grass.
Well, you're not going to get much snow and ice.
No.
It's supposed to be bad on...
Yeah.
Well, what is today? Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah, it's supposed to be bad Saturday.
Yeah, they said 90% chance of rain at kick, and
it's going to be windy.
And it is going to be coming down.
Windy.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I find it absurd that you have an outdoor stadium. Anyone. You have an outdoor stadium with turf. What are you doing?
Doesn't it drain better than actual grass, though?
Again, you're a multi-billion dollar operation. NFL, college football... Put a grass field in. They all practice on grass. Grass is better. There's something great, like when you get a game in the rain or whatever, and like you get tackled and you go sliding through, and now your jersey's got the big, you get the mud and the grass. It works better. Abolish turf. If you're indoors, there's nothing you can do about it, but man, you're outdoors. Get some grass.
Well, for a brief 12 minutes, we forgot about the Blazers coach being arrested.
Yeah.
That was a really nice palate cleanser.
It was.
I must say,
it was.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Mariners guy.
And now I've got the big Red Wings Islanders game on.
Yeah,
so,
Yeah.
We're down 1-0.
Yeah. So, we got the Chargers and Vikings tonight.
Yeah.
That's good.
By the way, looks like both tackles for the Chargers finally are going to be back. Now, not Slater, but
They need him against the Vikes. The Vikes blitz the hell out of them.
Yeah, and the Chargers offensive line the last couple weeks has just been an abomination.
Yeah. Hey, how about an open sports seggy?
Let's do it.
You want that?
Yeah.
Coming up next, you're on 105.1 The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, I teased an open segment, but I figured out during the break what we should do here.
Okay.
And I think it's because we're going to get back to the Chaunce Billups story at the top of the hour. And well, I mean, look.
I know. We have to do it.
It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
But I did want to corkscrew a little Wisconsin in here because Oregon plays Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And he was mentioning, I've got a clip of Barry Alvarez, which I'm going to play in a second. It's kind of surprising that Luke Fickell is still their coach,
yeah.
But perhaps they just don't want to buy him out.
Yeah. Or just wait to the end of the year, you know.
But Lanning was talking about, you know, how guys go down and then that can really, if they go down, like you game plan and then you lose your quarterback during the game, that is very different than having to go to your backup quarterback with a week to prepare for a game.
Yes.
And that's kind of what he was alluding to. They've had a lot of quarterback problems at Wisconsin. So Wisconsin last year was 5-7. Mm-hmm. This year they have started 2-5.
Yeah.
And I believe they've lost 5 in a row.
They have. They have not won I do not believe they've won a Big Ten game.
So they lost their starting quarterback. His name was Billy Edwards in the very first game. It was a knee sprain. Well, and Fickell has admitted that he brought him back too soon. So he missed a couple of games. Then he comes back. He gets hurt again. Mm-hmm. And they have not seen him since. So Billy Edwards, every week there's kind of this like, well, is Billy Edwards going to come back? It doesn't sound like he's anywhere close to playing. So then they put in Danny O'Neill, and he had one good start, but then he absolutely was terrible against Alabama and against Maryland. So then they turned to this guy named Hunter Simmons. Mm-hmm. He's a transfer from Southern Illinois.
It's not good either.
That's not been good. And now they're talking about possibly going all the way down to a kid.
Billy Edwards, right?
Oh, no, he was the starter. Carter Smith, the four-star. There's a four-star true freshman. He was a late recruit in the 2025 class. He has been with them since the spring, and they're already asking Luke Fickell if he might play, and Fickell's probably like, well, I mean, I don't know. Sure. Why not?
Well,
can't be any worse.
Luke Fickell has been 7-6, 5-7, and 2-5 on his way to, you know. So the idea
and
is,
he's an offensive coach, isn't he?
I think he was. What Luke Fickell's background was. There is something in the water.
Yes.
Like, for instance, Iowa. Do you know Iowa has not thrown a touchdown pass in Big Ten play? Not a single one. Not one.
No, he was a defensive guy, sorry.
He's a defensive guy.
Yeah.
So, like, Iowa, by Pro Football Focus, which is not the god of college football or pro football, but it gives you a rough idea. The number one ranked offensive line in college football is Iowa. So they have time. They run the ball well. They play great defense. I believe that there is some sort of voodoo curse in the Midwest. If you go to Iowa or Wisconsin, you can't play quarterback. Like if Patrick Mahomes were to somehow suddenly go and be the quarterback at Wisconsin, would he suck? Same thing in Iowa.
Well, NFL teams have this too.
How can they not?
The Browns.
Yeah. How can they not find a single quarterback?
The Browns got Deshaun Watson, and he still sucks.
That is true. There's Indian burial ground thing.
There's something going on. So here, I wanted to play this for you. It's about 2 minutes. It's Barry Alvarez, and he was on the ESPN Madison Badgers coaches show.
Yeah.
So they don't even put the coach on there now. They just go to Barry Alvarez.
Well, no one wants to hear Luke Fickell.
Ooh, talk. Lick Fickell.
No one wants to hear Luke just ask the same question, are you going to get fired 1,000 times
over? Well, apparently he's quite the red ass.
What? Fickle. No.
But I wanted to play this because it sheds a little light on what they're saying up there about what's gone wrong with Luke Fickell. This is Barry Alvarez. And the other voices you'll hear are the hosts from the ESPN Madison.
We're trying to create interest. And then once we had interest, then you whatever you're looking for, you had an avenue to get to a lot of people about what you wanted and tell your story and press some flesh with a lot of fans so they know you personally. They know the head coach. They know the assistant coaches. our guy, you just can't sit back and say we need this, we need that, we need that. Get out in the state and let the people meet you and sell the program. Know who you are. And this state will embrace, they will embrace you. They did. They
Luke Fickell is a good
man. You did it in 1990, Coach.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Luke Fickell, they want to know him. And you know, and you meet Luke, and you automatically think, hey, this is a football guy. He's a wrestler. He's a football player.
No question.
He's in the trenches. He loves.
He's dedicated.
He loves
committed.
The kids. He loves football. He loves. And so all he's got to do is, you know, get out there, and the support will.
I think you have to now more than ever. Yeah. There is no recourse.
So I think we've gone away from that within the department. We used to do it all the time. And I think we got away from it a little bit. And I think another road trip around the state, that's what we used to call it. We'd load everybody up in a van. I'd take all the coaches, Bo, myself. We'd take about four head coaches and some administrators, and we'd go out and we'd press palms. We'd go out and meet with people. We'd talk about our program, and we would tell them what our problems are. But they knew us, and they knew the people, and they knew them firsthand, and they can tell their friends, and that goodwill goes a long way.
Yeah, so that's just a little, you know, just sort of insight into what they're thinking up there. Wisconsin's different.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different state. Mm-hmm. That program, they care a lot about that program. But if you're the head coach of that program, I think what Barry's saying, there's some traction to that. You got to get out there and drum up the support and get the local, the big uglies, offensive linemen that grew up there. You got to get off your ass and get up there. And it sounds like they're kind of calling out Lick Fuchel. For not doing that, and that's part of the problem with why he's struggling at Wisconsin.
And I do remember when he got hired, and they've abandoned it since, but he took some flack because he went to the air raid. He was like, no, we're gonna bring the air raid to Wisconsin. And that's sacrilegious up in those parts. Wisconsin is about the big uglies and running the ball. Again, not a great quarterback factory up there. And it was so bad. And I'm sure that pissed some people off. And so if you're going to go to the air raid and you fall on your face, and now he's gone, you know, back to the whole, you know, they brought in Jeff Grimes, and he used to be the BYU offensive coordinator.
Dude,
and
Jeff Grimes is terrible. I do not understand why that guy keeps getting jobs. He was at KU, so you had him at BYU.
We had him at BYU.
We've talked about him before.
Yeah.
He is objectively terrible everywhere he goes, and he continues to get work. Why?
So there's this idea that he has pissed off so many people at Wisconsin, and it is true. Like, there is something. Who was the coach at UW that got S-canned?
Jimmy Lake.
Jimmy Lake was like this. Trent Bray was like this. Some of these coaches that come in and just have this idea that they don't have to kind of embrace the high school programs and the tradition there, you are basically slitting your own throat. If you come in and do that, you better be Chip Kelly. You better come out of the gate winning 11 games right off the bat, because if you don't, like, you can be an a-hole and rub people the wrong way when you're winning 10, 11 games, and people will think you're colorful and they'll look the other way. But when you come in and you rub people the wrong way and you're not willing to kind of go out and do the glad handing and you struggle, man, they come for you. And right now at Wisconsin, that's what he's talking about, is no one gives a rip about this program and they just want you gone. And I just, if you're at Wisconsin, I have no idea how you keep him. So I looked at it. It's about a $25 million buyout that they owe him at the end of this year. So honestly, if I was Wisconsin, dude, fire him and go hire James Franklin. James Franklin may not be the end-all, the be-all, but if James Franklin did at Wisconsin what he did at Penn State, they would love him there. Win 10 games every year and be in contention and make a playoff. So if I'm Wisconsin, I fire Luke Fickell's ass tomorrow and go ask James Franklin if he would like to move a state or two over and go somewhere where he's appreciated.
Lick Fickell to Oregon State?
Yeah. Wow, the old Luke.
Would you want Lick Fickell at Oregon State?
No, I don't.
I don't think I would either.
I've said it time and time again. If you're Oregon State, one, get rid of Scott Barnes and do the whole flush the system. When you have a rotten tree, just cut the tree down and plant a new one. This idea of trying to salvage it, this is like what the Blazers. Don't get rid of Joe Cronin, get rid of everyone, and just new owner, new everything, start anew. Oregon State, needs to get rid of Scott Barnes and stop trying to hold on to the past and stop trying to get someone that's going to be a lifer there and do what smaller programs do and go hire the next fun and exciting young energetic coach. Go get the guy out of Sac State that was UNLV's offensive coordinator that runs like that go-go offense. Go find someone that is young and is enthusiastic, that gets people fired up and slings the ball around the yard and puts points on the ball or the board and up-tempo type stuff. Stop trying to find the guy that's he needs to understand Corvallis and needs to have Beaver ties. Stop that crap and stop retreads. Don't hire Fickle or Fuchel. Don't go get Matt Wells. Go pick a fresh fruit as opposed to getting something that's already fallen off the ground that no one else wanted.
All right, it's time for In the News. A wild scene at the Blazers practice facility today.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Coming up next, here's Schultzy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, it is October 23, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Been chasing the Chauncey Billups story all day. I have nothing new to report.
No correspondence checking in with you right now.
Well, Sook's broken some news on the Chaunce.
It was the most random thing in the world that I happened to run into someone that I know who has direct ties to the... that whole investigation.
Yeah, and you said he did not know this was coming.
No, they did not. They had him under surveillance 24/7 for the last 3 to 4 days. They executed it. They actually wanted to do it earlier than 6 a.m. because the other arrests were being made, and the fear was that obviously people would get tipped off, but they decided to do 6, and like they showed up at his house with the full-on team with the Bearcat ready to go in case he didn't want to answer the door. They were in the gate. They were prepared to remove the gate and the door. But they did not need to do that. But when I asked, did he have any idea? They said, absolutely not. But when I then kind of asked, did he know what you guys were there for? He kind of smiled and was like, I think he had a pretty good idea once we showed up.
What? Yeah. What are you guys doing here? What? Yeah. What?
He said this was a really long and detailed this came out in New York, but this was a very long, detailed case that they had been working years and years and years and years on. And then, you know, it kind of got roped into the Pacific Northwest because of, obviously, where Chauncey lives.
Is he in Plato, or is he in West Lynn?
I don't know.
I can't remember which neighborhood he's.
No idea.
But we had a glimpse of him today. We got him leaving the court. He's front page of the Oregon Live. He's wearing a nice hoodie. Nice
Clutch brown. Sports.
Yeah, Clutch Sports. So basically, he was arraigned. He's got his next hearing, I think, in November. It's like November 20 or something. But he had to surrender his passport. He cannot travel anywhere other than Oregon and Colorado. And then he can go to New York for court cases. So he is basically under house arrest at this point. Can't travel anywhere. He can't gamble. Shocking. Can't own firearms. So there are some conditions. But
if he's dropping a couple dimes on the Chargers tonight?
You got to be real dumb to do that.
Just in case you're not aware of this story, Chance was arrested this morning. He was what they call a face card to lure in big money poker players to rigged poker games run by the mafia. So he is facing two counts, federal charges, one of money laundering conspiracy, the other wire fraud conspiracy. Apparently he got 50 G in on one occasion. He got 50,000 to lure in this whale that they took a bunch of money from. Apparently one guy lost like 1.8 million in one game.
Yeah.
So it was a big deal. He and Damon Jones, former NBA player and assistant coach, were the guys that were kind of used to lure in the money, and they were a part of the scheme. They were sometimes told to win, sometimes told to lose, sometimes told to watch other players that were, you know, in the know of what the cards were. And it was just it is a wild story. Not only that, Chance was tipping off gambling rings to benching players in the Blazers game against the Bulls in March of 2023.
The tanking season.
And so, was before that information was public.
And they did gamble. Those bets were placed, and they did win to the tune of $100,000+. And he's not named in that, but he's...
but he is named
in it. He is named in it. He's co-conspirator 8, and it says in there that his name is known to the grand jury, but he is a former NBA player, now current NBA coach that lives in Portland. Yeah, that's Chance. So, I mean, at this point...
Chauncey Babes.
They got him dead to rights.
What are you doing?
Well, what he's doing is never coaching or being a part of the NBA ever again.
By the way, what the FBI called the investigation?
Yeah.
Operation Royal Flush. Yeah. I laughed and very, were, very hard when so, I was like, okay.
And read through some of the aliases that are involved in this.
Dude,
like,
it's great.
It is.
And the mob guys?
Yes!
Johnny Two Gloves?
Hey!
Is Two Gloves really?
Yeah, yes. Dude, I have a list. I'll read them to you later.
By the way, it was 31 people arrested across 11 states. And
huge deal.
It was a big deal.
It is National Boston Cream Pie Day.
Oh, I love a good Boston Cream Pie.
Yeah, I do too.
It's my wife's favorite.
It is also National Horror Movie Day. What do you think is the best horror movie? Or what's your favorite horror movie?
I think... The best one of all time is probably the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That kind of gets the gold standard of the best horror movie ever. The original Halloween is really, really good. I like horror movies. I don't like the new... I call them horror porn. Like Saw. It's like torture porn. They're not...
It's just gratuitous.
It's just gratuitous. Yeah. It's just... So I like the old school horror movies with that. So Halloween is probably my favorite set of those movies. And then you get into like Friday the 13th and all that stuff. But
they were saying it was a surreal scene at the Trailblazers practice facility today. Of course, we all woke up and saw Chance being arrested and we're like, wait, what the hell? So it's been kind of a long day of getting information. Well, the Blazers were nowhere to be found, shockingly.
No.
And I want to read you this from Oregon Live. Ryan Clark put this out. He said, the food delivery courier didn't know where she was supposed to go. She appeared to be carrying nothing bundt cakes in a bright blue bag. The treats were destined for the Trailblazers practice facility, but the door was locked and no one was around to open it. The Larry O'Brien trophy sat inside in a glass case. Was it an employee's birthday today of all days? Blazer coach Chauncey Billups arrested, charged with... money laundering, wire fraud. At the Blazers practice facility with Billups and a different kind of court across town in Portland, it was mostly business as usual. The building did not come down beneath the weight of the news for the city's beloved professional sports enterprise. Players came and went. Through the window, they could be seen getting up shots. Damian Lillard left the facility in his forest green Tesla Cybertruck. Did you know he drove a Cybertruck?
I did not.
That knocks him down a peg,
bright
in my view.
Cybertruck?
I heard Scoot bought one. No, I didn't know Dame
green
bought one.
Oh, forest green. I don't know why I heard of one.
Who bought one?
Scoot. We heard Scoot bought one. There,
he's
year.
Got one, too.
Yes, Cybertruck driver Scoot Henderson.
That is the worst looking.
God, I can't believe people drive those.
He's going
things
to that lake with a Cybertruck.
Those are so bad.
They are ugly as hell. Ugly as hell.
Rookie center Yang Han Sen ran goofily from the building to his new BMW X5.
I like that we're used BMW X5, actually. Yeah. Yeah, it's a used car. No, everyone's like, okay. Oh, Yang Han Sen, he's a man of the people. He bought a new used car.
Wait, is it Yang Han Sen? Is that right? Did I pronounce it wrong?
Yes.
Yang Han Sen?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I do like that everyone's cars are getting outed. Like, it's just...
Yeah. Yeah. But according to Schultz, he's breaking a little news there. It's a used BMW X5.
It's a sensible man.
But presumably, having been warned of the media lurking across the street, others kept their heads down and hoods up. Trailblazers employees paced in the parking lot, some on their phones, in animated conversations. At one point, a group of them was gathered in the lobby inside the facility for a discussion. Any attempt to speak with players or coaches emerging from the facility were rebuffed by security. The same was true for those trying to get autographs as a handful of fans waited outside the parking lot near players' cars.
Oh, dude, it's awkward for everybody. At some point, someone's going to have to rip the Band-Aid off and come out and speak.
That's classic Blazers to handle it that way.
It is. I just go back to, we were told by Cronin and his old boss when Chauncey Billups was hired, and there was some ethical things that were brought up about him, rape. We were told to move on. It wasn't a deal that they vetted him. And when asked how they vetted him, they said it was proprietary. Basically, don't worry about it. Well, turns out, by the way, that there has been knowledge of Chauncey Billups' involvement in these sorts of things for years. So either you knew and ignored it, or you didn't know and your vetting process is crap. Either way, that front office right now looks like a bunch of clowns. It's not a good day over there at One Center Court. And your silence is
dead. Yeah, thanks, Tips.
Yeah.
By the way, the Tiago splitter era has begun tomorrow night. He is the new interim Trailblazers basketball coach. Yeah.
How many coaches in the NBA are going to be the former posterization victims of LeBron? Because he is one. He, very famously, when he was a Spur, got dunked on in, God, I think it was the finals or something like that. It was a big game.
Well, I hope he can coach.
By the way, Jacina Anderson had a tweet today, which I enjoyed. She said, I just got a text from one NBA GM regarding the arrests. Uh-oh. Chauncey Billups is one of the greatest humans I know. He will be fine.
Oh, yeah. There's a clip. I'm going to have to go grab it of former NBA coach Sam Mitchell of the Raptors defending Chauncey, saying he will not believe these charges until he sees evidence.
Well, I'll tell you what. Albanian really? Bruce believes those charges, which is another one of the names, which I love.
Wow.
I'm going to start calling you Albanian Rop.
I am not Albanian. Anyway, yeah, look, I mean, it's a whole thing, but I guess we'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
This is just shocking. I'm still in
shock. Yeah, it is kind of. Yeah. It really is shocking. Like, I was thinking about that while I was squirting at the last break. I'm like, my God, what are we even covering right now?
It's just everyone woke up to the same thing today.
Blazers.
Like, what in the hell? Like, we were all prepared to talk about, like, game one, and you blew it at the end, but there was a lot of positive signs there. And then when I heard arrest, I assumed either DUI or maybe a domestic thing. That's usually, you know, when you hear a coach is arrested. I wasn't expecting, along with 30 others, in a four-year federal sting. Like, wow.
Well, this is what they mean when they call it war-torn Portland.
Yeah. I took a stroll through war-torn Portland last night, and let me tell you, it was a lot of pearl crutching going on.
How'd you survive?
It was tough. And that was like, it was late at night.
Well, at least, you know, I was talking to Buck today about this, because he's now on TV.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, I think all of these TV people are so happy to not be covering chicken suit guy and frog guy down at ice. They finally have something different to cover.
No doubt. I will say, I'm not trying to like wish for the demise of anybody, but this kind of stuff, man, these topics, it's why I got into sports radio. Like, this is Yeah.
This is the stuff.
It's Schultzy embracing.
No, I'm not
embrace
embracing.
Embrace the horror. Let's go.
Chauncey being
days
a
like
D.
today that make me grateful to do what I do.
I'm embracing not the me. Scandal no, that surrounds I'm with sports. You, man.
I want to tell fart jokes.
Exactly.
Well, I want to play fart noises.
I want to talk about, again, my midnight stroll through war-torn Portland.
Listen, this derailed my. You should see my notes. They're completely derailed. Thanks a lot, Chaunce. I had a good show planned today.
Why have we been singled out for the greatest suffering that humanity has ever known?
That's right.
What sort of horse crap is this?
Somebody said, you think Hansen thought it was ice?
God. Jeez. Well, doesn't he have a work visa?
The ice jokes.
Hey, lay off the big tariff, all right? He had 5 big minutes
he
last night.
He sucked last night,
God.
By the way.
Well, he had
how
two
bad
points?
Is that guy? Oh, nice draft God. Pick, Cronin. Jesus, what are we doing over there?
I have faith in the big tariff and his Schultzy with his used X5 hot take. Calling out Hansen for driving the nerve, the audacity to drive a used BMW.
All right.
What if he fits in that thing?
I've got a story, and perhaps it was Buck. It probably was Buck. There is a man who is breaking into homes in Beaverton and sleeping with women. Well, I mean, hopping into bed with women. Do you think it was Buck? It was probably Buck.
The hell is going on right now?
War-torn, man.
Man.
All hell's breaking loose.
It is. The streets are wilding out there.
We'll get to that next on In the News here on The Fan. All right, we have time for one more story here on In the News, October 23, 2025. Your noted newsman here, news contributor Jason Sakanik. We are having a day. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Yes, primetime Beaverton, 37-year-old man has been arrested. He is facing burglary and sex abuse charges. He is accused of at least twice sneaking into Beaverton homes and climbing into bed with sleeping females.
God.
Dude.
How terrifying is that?
Yeah, that is terrifying.
Well, look, it'd be terrifying even as a dude. You just, like, wake up and there's some dude. Now, are you the big spoon or the little spoon in that? Because either way, that's all kinds
of bad. What do you do?
Yeah.
See what he looks like?
Oh, God.
Well, you know.
Pull out my bear mace? I don't know.
What if it's Tony Vitello?
You sleep with... He is a handsome... You sleep with bear mace?
No, it's within...
He's got it. Yeah, everybody's got something they can grab, right? Most people, it's a gun.
Yeah. We have those two, but just try the non-lethal method first, right?
Well, the Frank Reynolds. I didn't think one was good enough, so I pulled out two, and I started blasting.
Some people have a baseball bat. Some people a knife.
Yeah. Maybe an axe.
Chinese star.
Ooh, throwing star.
Oh. Yeah.
Nunchucks, if you will.
A Washington County grand jury indicted Christopher Ridman on 3 counts of first-degree burglary and 1 count each of first-degree sexual abuse and private indecency. They caught him walking through central Beaverton neighborhoods on the night of October 8th, checking door handles on several homes to see if they were unlocked. He entered at least 2 separate residences where he climbed into bed with sleeping female residents. Now, by the way, this...
So he didn't know that...
This blows the doors off of something you always say. It's like, well, locks, or why do you even have locks? Well, this is why.
Yeah.
Right here. Because he only went in if it was unlocked.
But he had... So he had no idea when he walked in, like...
Yeah, I know. That's what's weird.
He entered, he's just looking for females.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, he's climbing into bed and he finds me and he's like, damn it!
Now, here's why I say... Buck lives in Beaverton, right?
Yeah.
Guess what he was wearing?
Is it a Giants? Something with Giants?
A Giants sweatshirt.
Oh, my goodness.
A San Francisco Giants sweatshirt.
Ryan Buckley is a known criminal.
Is Ryan Buckley's fake name Christopher Ridman? Is Ryan Buckley his fake name?
Yeah. And now he suddenly leaves the show?
Yes.
Look, all of this is coming together.
This is... Yeah.
Now, can I ask... Did...
What?
Did he just climb into bed or did he climb into bed and then, like, do things?
Well... It doesn't say, but I would imagine that just climbing into bed is enough to get the charge.
Yes, it is. And that's why I'm saying, look, both are horrific.
It doesn't say.
But climbing into bed and giving you a little cuddle is different than climbing into bed and, like, you know.
What if he just wanted to cuddle?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm just, you know. Is he, like, is he a mentally disturbed person or is he just, like, the worst human being on the planet?
I don't know. I feel like there are some crimes that you don't really need to have a process for. Like, did this happen? Oh. Yes. Throw him away. All right.
Yeah, that's one of those yes.
Really? You guys are throwing this guy out?
Yeah, you can't.
Really?
At some point...
Put him right into jail.
Yeah, you're...
Well, I put him into jail, but, like, What do you mean, like forever?
You're behind on your human dues. This is why my cruise ship idea. Send them out to the middle of the water.
At some point, Rob, this is one of those behaviors that it's like, yeah, we need to take drastic steps immediately. I just think of the guy, remember the TriMet barber? The guy that kept cutting women's hair, and time after time after time, he was put in jail, let out.
Crime.
It's so frustrating when these kinds of criminals specifically, it's like, no. Lock him up, throw away the key.
All right.
Immediately.
God, why are you yelling at me?
Well, we know anything about Schulze. We know he's passionate about aviation safety, the Mariners, and he's tough on crime.
I feel like that's a little much. I mean, you know, let's see if he does it again first.
What?
What?
God. If he does it again.
No,
I almost just said the F word,
man. He's going to get out of jail. Yeah. You know.
He's looking.
He didn't kill anyone.
No, but he's looking for unlocked doors, Rob.
He's a serial cuddler. God. You know.
I don't know.
Maybe he's getting one of those like those huggable, plushable dolls that he can like cuddle with. Maybe it's like, you know.
Oh, like a body pillow?
Yeah,
kind of
like
thing?
A therapy sort of thing. You know? Lighten up a little bit.
Do you need a snuggle buddy? We're watching you, Buck.
Yeah, really.
Buck and Chance on the same day.
That's why you don't want him locked up in the key thrown away. You think it's Buck. You're trying to
help him out.
That's unsuckable.
Whoa.
What?
That was you.
God.
You didn't know he had that, did
no,
you?
No, I did not.
That's
unsuckable. That's uncomfortable. I was alive! What did he burglar? That is a question. What did he burglar?
Well, you can't just walk into someone's home.
You cannot.
And you can't crawl into bed with them.
No.
Two things you can't do.
No. That's how you get shot.
You also can't rig poker games.
Well, actually, you can.
Well, no, you can't.
You'll get in trouble for it.
Yeah. So, same here. I mean, you can walk into somebody's home, but you're going to get in trouble.
That's true. Lucky you didn't get shot. Or in Schulze's case, air maced.
Right.
Imagine naked Schulze with a headband coming at you with some bear mace. My God.
Just the image of me sleeping in nothing but my headband.
Someone said snuggling is a gateway crime. It's true. It's the marijuana.
According to Schulze, it is.
It's the marijuana of sex crimes.
Throw all snugglers into... Into
You're
the
out.
Ocean. You're done.
You're out.
Revoked.
Expired.
That is in the news October 23, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Guess what we'll get back to coming up next? Chauncey Billups' arrest on 105.1 The Fan.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.